And we are going to continue the hour by chatting with one of our brand new partners here on 97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com. It's a great business, and you should hear about it too if you haven't already. It is the Produce Box. This is an organization that was locally founded, locally operated. It's Triangle-based, but it's got a big, wide reach, and it's a great model, taking produce and other supplies from local farmers and delivering them right to you. We're joined in the studio by the founder and the CEO of the Produce Box, Courtney Tellefson. Theproducebox.com is their website, and we're going to hear the story of this great organization. Courtney, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, first of all, about yourself and how the Produce Box came to be. What's the origin?
Let's see. It was in 2008, in the middle of the recession. There were no delivery services at that time. You know, I joined a CSA, a community-supported agricultural program. It was a guy named Fred in Willow Springs, North Carolina, and I heard about it. I had read Michael Pollan's book, The Omnivore's Dilemma.
Good book.
And so I heard about this guy, Fred, and so I called my friend Eva, and I told her, hey, we've got to do this. We want to support this farmer, and he's in a band, and he's really cool, and we need to help him. You know, and it's $600 for the year, you know. And so she said, okay. You know, and so we joined, and we would, with his CSA, you went to a parking lot. I think it was one of the temples in the area. And you went on Tuesdays. And so, the first few times there was 100 people in line to get our shares. And
right.
We would pat ourselves on the back. We're supporting farmers, you know. And then his tomato crop failed. I think we just got a couple of quarts of strawberries, a few things happened. Then swim lessons hit, so we weren't going often.
Right.
And then vacations hit, and then it became like this chore. And I'm embarrassed to say I could not figure out how to organize myself to get to that parking lot. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
And so at the end of the summer, we decided not to renew it. And I figured there's got to be a better way. And so that's how it started.
So what is the Produce Box? How does it work?
So what I did was I sent out an email. I said, well, I've got a minivan. There's got to be a way I could put some boxes together
and
deliver them. And so I sent an
email
out.
Got all that space, you might as well use it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I went out, I sent an email out to 200 families, in my neighborhood. 25 families responded and said, yeah, if you can figure out a way to do it, I'll do it. And that's how it started. I worked with one farm. I put my kids in the car. I put the produce boxes in the back of the minivan, and I drove around my neighborhood.
Wow.
And that year it grew from 25 families to 200, just with the help of some friends who would come to my house and get their boxes. And then they started taking the boxes to their friends. And so then at that point I said, well, I could pay you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what would you pay me? And I said, I don't know. How about this? And they said, okay. I mean, that's literally how it happened.
It's the awesome power of okay, right?
Yes, exactly. And so we grew to 1,000 members that next year, and we had, I think, 10 or 12 ladies delivering. Mm-hmm. These are all stay-at-home moms. And now we have 8,000 customers from Wilmington to Charlotte. We have 150 mostly stay-at-home moms, some dads, who deliver in the neighborhoods they live in, and we support about 70 farmers and vendors in North Carolina.
That's really cool.
It's pretty awesome.
With a wide range, I was looking at the menu, the offerings just for this week, like just a wide range of produce and vegetables and other supplies that if you're signed up as a customer, you can order this from week to week, right?
That's right. Yeah. So we work with these farmers and we tell them what our members are looking for. And so they're willing to try things. We had a couple farmers that tried Brussels sprouts one year. That did not go well. We had some farmers try carrots. That did go well.
All right.
We're trying different types of cauliflower. I think I was telling you about the Romanescu cauliflower. That grows really well in North Carolina. Broccoli. I mean, what it really has done, which is really cool, is it lets the farmer listen to the customer directly. Mm-hmm. And so whatever our customers tell us, we go straight to the farmer with it. Oh, well, what about this? Or what about purple carrots? Or let's try purple asparagus. Or what are these things called, pole beans? Can we try those? It's pretty neat.
Yeah. Speaking with Courtney Tellefson, the Produce Box is the organization. Theproducebox.com is the website. They're bringing us this conversation as well. And it's pretty easy to get signed up, right? Just go on the website, sign up, and it kind of feels like you're going to the farmer's market because you got the vegetables, you got the fruits, you got meat, dairy, prepared food, seafood, everything that's available, but it comes right to you, right? You don't
have
to go anywhere.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's mostly local. I would say in the summer it's 90% local, in the winter a little less. So we supplement with some regional products, but we support a lot of North Carolina farmers. Last year we bought, I want to say, 2 million pounds of produce from local farmers, and that's pretty awesome.
Do you have any idea it was going to be like this when you sent out that one email to 200 people 12 years ago?
I had no idea. you know, it's been interesting. And what I've learned over the last few years, especially since COVID, is that we can be a force for change in our communities. Mm-hmm. So we work with a lot of nonprofits now. In fact, last year, listen to this. Last year, we started a community box program where members would buy boxes of produce for nonprofits. We started in June, and we raised $150,000 just from our members to buy produce for all of these nonprofits. It's unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
And it helps the local farmer, because who are we buying the produce from?
The farmers.
Local farmers,
right.
Exactly. And then we're delivering it to people in our community who need that food in their kitchens.
That's great. So people want to get signed up for this. Like, what is the experience like? Like, they go onto the website, what happens next?
Yeah, so they go on the website, they fill out their name and address and email, that kind of thing. We activate them once we connect them with that mom or dad in the neighborhood that delivers to them. So we have to figure out who that is. Then the menu opens on Friday. They have until Sunday to make a decision. And then it's delivered the following Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's a pretty quick turnaround. But we have to hear from the farmers what they have available. So that's why the menu's only open on the weekends. And we need to be able to tell them on Monday how much to harvest. So it can't be this ongoing thing. You know, with the grocery stores, it's easy to have your store open all the time because you're buying from everywhere. And really, you're buying from distributors.
Mm-hmm.
Who are buying from farmers. With us, we don't want to work through distributors unless we have to, and we don't often. So working with farmers, we have to adhere to their schedule.
What are some of the best things on the weekly menu, like beyond the vegetables and the meats? Like, you've got some really kind of interesting products as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like all the local meats.
Right.
And a lot of that comes from, the Piedmont in the western part of the state. We have greenhouse strawberries right now, which is pretty amazing. The blueberries are delicious. Peaches are awesome. As far as artisan products, dairy. So we've got milk from Ranlew Dairy. We used to work with Maple View until that.
Pour one out for Maple View.
Yeah.
The ice cream's still good.
The ice cream's still good.
Yeah.
Honeys. And then, of course, we have a chef on staff and a kitchen, and she's doing prepared meals and side items, and so our members buy that as well, plus meal kits. So really, you can get anything from the whole food, the fruit and the vegetable, all the way up to a prepared meal or a meal kit or anything in between, using local stuff.
What's the best way to get started? Like, you've got a whole bunch of different items on the menu. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you recommend people do first, try first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have curated boxes.
Okay.
And I would start with one of those curated boxes. So we have a favorite flavors box, you know, or we even have a butcher box where you can get several different types of meat, whether it's pork or chicken or beef. Or we might have a harvest box with the best of the season. So I'd start with a curated box, then start adding some stuff, and eventually build your own.
Cool. Speaking with Courtney Telefson, The Produce Box is the organization. Theproducebox.com is the website. Go there, get signed up today. You'll be getting fresh fruit from local farmers delivered right to your door. It's great for you. It's great for the farmers. It's great for everyone all around. I got to start wrapping up, but as we do, anything else that folks ought to know about The Produce Box or where you're going next?
I would say that it feels pretty good to work with The Produce Box and partner with us and buy from us. It tastes good because you're eating something local. It was grown by a neighbor. It was delivered. Feels good because it was delivered by a neighbor. It feels good because you're supporting those local farms, and if you have the opportunity to support your community as well, it's just all around a good thing.
What's the last thing you ate from one of the farmers?
I had broccoli yesterday.
Nice. I like it. Again, theproducebox.com is the website. Go there, find out more, and get signed up today. The sooner the better. Courtney Telefson, thank you so much for being with us today. This was great.
Thank you.